Kiyemis. Let's say a person was a Shchimera, person was on a dying bed, and he gave away a big present to somebody else, but he left over a little bit for himself. He left over a little bit karka for himself. So then we say the matana, what he gave away, is 100% good. Even on the tzad that he gets well, he stands up again, he can't retract. Since he left over some karka for himself, so we say he knew that he may live, he left over some for himself, and what he gave away, he meant to give away completely. That's what it says in our Mishnah. That shaya karka kol shu matnasai kiyemis. He leaves over a little bit for himself, even as kol shu, the maisa then the matana is called the good matana. Tomorrow, Clever Shiloh, the Kama Kolshu. How much property does he have to leave over for himself that we should say the Matana is called the good Matana? Tomorrow says, Omar Rav Yudam Arav, Karka Kidei Panasosai. He has to leave over enough Karka that he can live from, he can get a Panasa from. But even though it says Kolshu, it does not really mean a small property. It has to mean some property that you get an income from that you can live on it. So Rashi says, it's going to bite this. And that's what Yehuda Morav said. Lav dafka kol shu, but has to be the leftover karka enough to live on. For every year miya bar abalama bigachidish, mitaltlim kidei panasasan. Not only if you left over some karka, but even if you just left over some mitaltlim, but left over some mitaltlim that he can make a living from it, whether he rents it out, or whether he gets a rent from it, or whether he can sell it and get panasa. But if he left over enough metaltlim, that from that metaltlim he could be fed, he could get his panasa, that's also called the shir. And therefore, if he gave away the rest of his property, we say the matana is called the good matana, even though he's chayzer, so what? The matana is still called the good matana. Yeah. Now, Omar Rabzeir said, Kama mechavnon shmaitata desavi. Like, how good is these learnings? What to say? What have Yudam Rav is saying? He's saying very good. But he's masking. In other words, karka time am I. What's the reason why if the Shchimera leaves over some karka for himself, then we say the present he gave away is 100% good? The koi somchalei. Because we say it's good because the person thought that maybe he's going to live. And therefore, Taka left over some karka. And he left over enough karka that even if he does live, he'll be able to refinance himself to live on it. So that's the svar why karka is good. So Maria says, so the same svar should apply, mitaltli nami. Even if he just left over some mitaltli, it should also be the same svar. Listen, if he lives, he could rely upon this, he could rely upon the property, upon the mitaltli. Therefore, it's a good thing he's saying, even though the Mishnah says karka, the maisa karka was loved afka. Maisa, even though he gives over leftover metaltlim, it's also called the good shir. At the top of Shlam says, Kama yofo chivnu min shepirusha kolshu. That bit you say when the Mishnah says leftover a little bit, it means kadei panasosoi, lama b'mekakoi lama afidu metaltlim, it's very good. Yeah. Because just like karki can live from, so metaltlim also he can live. That's what the Yim Yot said. And this the Gemara says, this is what Abzera said. This the Gemara says back, no. Maskiv lo, Rav Yosef has to cash it back to Abzera. O my chavanta, who said what they're saying is very good? Madi yom metaltlim kakatanan. Listen, no. How could you say metaltlim is also called a shir, it's good? The Mishnah says kaka. It says that the Shchimera left over some kaka. Mashma bedavka karka, property has to leave over, and not metaltlim. And a second question, man diyama kedei panasosai. That's what Yehuda Marav said. What's the shear of the Mishnah when it says if he left over for himself karka kolshu? What's called kolshu? He said it doesn't really mean what it says, a small amount, but it means an amount that he can live on, he can get panasa from. Savakash on you. What do you mean kedei panasosai? He says, Kolshu Tanan. In our Mishnah it says Kolshu. Shaya Kaka Kolshu. So he has two kashas. What are you observing? He's saying very good of you, the Marav. Reb Yosef says no. It's no good. Rashi says, Kaka Davka Batamiya. But that's the two kashas. But the Mishnah says Kaka. And the Chur Kaka means Badavka Kaka, you have to leave over. And secondly, you say, Kedei Panasasai, why such a big shear? The Mishnah says, Kosho is mashma, even a small amount is enough. That's the two kashas that Yosef has. Oh, Malay Abaya said back, V'chol heicha d'toni karka. Karka davki, is that a kasha, what you're asking? That whenever Mishnah says karka, you want to tell me Mishnah, it means b'davka karka, and not metaslim, is that true? I'll bring you a Mishnah not like that. V'yotanan, we learn like this, a Mishnah in Masechta Pei we learned. V'yotanan, ha-koisev kol mechosav li'avdei. If somebody owns property, and he also owns an Eved Kanani, and he writes a matana to the Eved like this, he writes, ha-koisev kol mechosav li'avdei. He's giving away all his property to his Eved Kanani. So halacha is Yotza ben Chorin, that the Eved Kanani is included in this present, because he's called part of Kol Nechosov, so he's like automatically freeing his Eved Kanani, so he goes out free. And the Rashbam says, Akreis Nechosov Liavdoi Yotza ben Chorin, why? He says, Sherehu Eved Bechlau Nechosim, because an Eved is also included in Nechosim. The Nitzah comes out, Shehikneli Eved as Gufoi. He gave to his Eved the Guf of the Eved in Shan Chosim. Therefore, the Gemara Shtar Shichlo to the Eved, therefore the Eved goes out free also. Here's the Mishnah. That's if he writes, Kol Mechosim Liavdoi. What about Shaya Kakakoshu? He writes, I'm giving all my property to my Eved, but I'm leaving over a little bit Kaka, Shaya Kakakoshu. Then we say, Lo Yosef Ben Chayrin. Then the Eved Kanani does not go out free. Because when he says Shaya Kakakoshu, we say maybe he meant to leave over the Eved for himself. Therefore the Eved does not go out free, and therefore the whole Matana is bottled. Because if he's still an Eved Kanani, so then we say, Mashikon Eved Kona Rabbi. The matana still goes back to the Adon. It's like no matana at all. So Shram explains, Shaya Kakakoshu, who going Shoma Chutz Mikakakoshu. The owner said, I'm giving all my nechosim to my Yevid, but I'm leaving over a Kakakoshu. Then the loch is Lo Yotza Ben Chayrin. Then the Yevid does not go out free. Why? Sho Yevid Hukshle Kakois. Never Kanani is Hukashle Kakois. Yesivnes Vizna Chaltim. By Kaka Koshu, Ikula Meima, the Alevru Aina. Since even though he said a Lashon of Kaka Koshu, we could say he meant the Evid. Veninsa Shaina Ben Chorin, he's not a Ben Chorin. He's so, the Gaman Achosim Lakon, he's not Kaka Nechosim either. Fuadin Imama Chosim Matalpim Koshu, be the same thing he said Chosim Matalpim Koshu, like the Blood that says later. Shosim Matalpim Shiwe to Evid. Yeah. Good, so if he says Kshaya Kakakoshu, we have a start to say maybe what he meant to leave over is the Eved himself, therefore the Eved does not go out free. Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shimon says, L'yoylam huben chayrino, the Eved always goes out free, at Shayyam until the master says like this, Kol nochosai nesunim l'plaini avdi, I want to give all my property over to this Eved, chutz me'echad m'rebuye shebehem, excluding one like 10,000 of it. Me'echad rebuye shebem. If he says 1/10,000th of the nechosim, then we say that's what it means to leave over the Eved himself. So Rashbam so explains like this. Rebbe Shimon Oyem El Yer Lemu Ben Chorin. Im Shai Karka Kosher, even if he leaves over some Karka. The Shai Karka V'lo Yevet. Since he said he's leaving over some Karka, he meant to leave over Karka and not the Yevet. Achi Ashir Shashai Estam. Unless the what he left over, he said it's tam. The yerma like this, kol nechosas nusum l'plein yavi, all my property should go to this Eved, chutz mi'echad merbuya shebem, excluding 1/10,000th of it. Shu echad merbuya, because after he says 1/10,000th, maybe, Eved koi, he goes on the Eved, and therefore v'yenim eshocher. There are covered kreis of liyavi, kenim kumakum akonakum. That's what the Shimon says. But if the master says, I want to leave over a little bit karka, we say he means karka, not the Eved. Then the mice of the Eved would go out free. The only time he means to leave over the Eved, if he doesn't say karka, he just says, I'm giving you everything, but I'm leaving over 1/10,000th of it. Since you say of it, then we have a tzad, maybe you mean to leave over the Eved to yourself, and therefore, really what you're doing here is nothing. The whole matan is not chal. Yes. Now, see more weiter. Yomar Rav Dimi Bar Yosef. Now Rav Dimi Bar Yosef said, Omar Rabbi Lezer, that also